since the French St. Martin, of course, the Dutch St. Martin, they share the same island. So they found some there as well. And if I come home a little closer to the, basically the OECS or English speaking, there is Anguilla, Aruba, the British Virgin Islands. We heard of Dominica, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia. Now we have added St. Vincent, and I think on Friday, Antigua has declared an outbreak because a single case, which is new to us. And apart from that, there's also French Guiana, which is in South America. So it's believed to have been transmitted possibly from French St. Martin to French Guiana. Nonetheless, it's there. Guadeloupe, Martinique. And we talk of the St. Martins, both French and Dutch St. Martin. It was inevitable that at some point in time, because world travel is just what it is. And while this was something in Tanzania way back in the 1950s, we know in recent years or in modern times, because of travel, if we look back to recent epidemics or the pandemic we had, H1N1 virus, SARS and the likes, nothing stays now in public health. Infectious diseases are easily transmitted from country to country by various means.